Pride Month just ended. That means social media is still awash in rainbow emojis galore. In India, even biscuit companies are doing competing rainbow ads to advertise their own inclusivity. And web series in India seem to be the new place to show pride. LGBTQIA+ characters are all over these series. Sridhar Rangayan, filmmaker and director of the Kashish Pride Film Festival in Mumbai, is a little wary.
All the people are just putting in a lesbian cop.
Novelist Shantanu Bhattacharya, author most recently of The Deviants, a novel following three generations of gay men in a family, agrees.
As the gay cop in Arya, and then there's a lesbian cop in some other show. And then recently I started watching Dabba Kartel, where there's also this like budding, you know, love story between two women. And I'm like, guys, it's just too passe now.
If Indian series like Arya and Patal Lok gave us the gay cops, the lesbians are popping up in series such as Inspector Rishi and Dabba Kartel.
Shahida, next up free hai. Kyun? Arey ek hi ghar dikhayegi kya?
The lesbian cop might just be the new gay best friend. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Sure, it's better than the old days when Bollywood actor Anupam Kher put on an orange-pink mohawk and camped it up as the villainous, simpering, handsy Pinku in the film Mast Kalandar.
Good morning, Daddy.
Good morning, Pinku.
How are you, Daddy, this morning?
I am fine, my son. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Daddy.
It was one of the first representations of queerness Rangayan had seen on the Indian screen.
That was a horrible portrayal of what I was feeling. I mean, I was not dressed like him. I was not like him at all. I didn't make a fool of myself.
Lesbian cops undoubtedly make for better representation than Pinku. And representation is certainly important. But is it the end goal? Shantanu Bhattacharya thinks that time is past.
There was a time when, you know, just visibility was a struggle. But while on the one hand, I need a deeper understanding, on the other hand, I don't want that lesbian cop.
Years ago, I used to edit a South Asian LGBT plus magazine called Trikon from San Francisco. As we put one issue to bed, I would worry whether we'd find enough material that was both queer and South Asian to fill the next issue. At that time, I would have been grateful for Indian lesbian cops. In the 90s, Trikon did an issue on new South Asian queer books. Short of models, the board members lay on the carpet, holding copies of the few books around, like Shyam Selvadurai's Funny Boy, a gay coming-of-age story set against the backdrop of the civil war in Sri Lanka, and Rakesh Ratti's anthology, A Lotus of Another Color. We called it a blossoming of South Asian gay and lesbian voices in literature. But in reality, the options were pretty sparse. The list even included Vikram Seth's A Suitable Boy, thanks to a tantalizing whiff of homosexual romance buried deep in the magnum opus. All in all, the list covered barely two pages. Nevertheless, the article optimistically hoped readers would flood the magazine with letters saying, "How could you leave out?" No flood happened. That visibility remains important. But now we must also understand that there is a difference between being visible and being seen. As Rangayan puts it, the lesbian cop isn't so much the issue. Rather, the problem is...
they don't have a backstory. They don't have any relationship story.
The cop can be there, but only if she matters to the story, says Bhattacharya.
We can have these characters without really engaging with the interiority of these characters.
Otherwise, it just makes some studio feel woke.
Representation is actually not, to me, it's not the motivation. Because I feel like, you know, if it were representation that was driving storytelling, then you end up with a lesbian cop. And you can have a lesbian cop in every single story and say, I've done it, right?
Meanwhile, Rangayan, who has been making films since 2003, still finds it no easier to raise funds for a film that has queer lives in the spotlight.
It's a huge struggle because, like, I mean, you need to invest so much of money into making a film, so much of time, and you need to have some return.
Rangayan still crowdfunds and has to fight with censors every time just because his film has gay characters, he says.
But why can't everybody watch it? There's nothing in the film. It's a completely sanctified love story, completely beshored of any lovemaking, sex, violence, nothing is there.
But hey, at least we have lots of lesbian cops. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.